This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Kicking off hour number two of the show, Tuesday night edition. We'll talk to you about whatever you want, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, anything goes. 800-259-9231. Dean here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you, including the bulletin board system with over 52,000 posts for you to surf around through. We're very close to 900 users, and it's totally free. In fact, we just put a new feature on the BBS, an ignore feature. So if there's somebody on there that says something you don't like, you can just ignore them. Shut them off. And so check it out. It's, of course, totally free. It's a lot of fun. There's everything from fun topics to downright serious theological conversations, issues, and Photoshops even at freetalklive.com's bulletin board system. So check it out. And you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So we were talking about last night, man, which we were talking about, we had an email from a listener who was at one point a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, like you, he sort of...
Yes, I was at one point a Republican. I think my voter registration card, I'm certain it does, still says Republican on it.
Right. But you became a little disenfranchised at some point.
I've been lied to, and at least I'm smart enough to admit it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's all those Republicans out there that are, you know, the small government Republicans. We're real conservatives. We're paleo-conservatives. You know, we're mm-hmm. classic liberals, whatever the term is. You know, they act like, well... The Republicans are trying to get small government going. And, George Bush ran on a small government ticket in 2000. I don't know if you remember this, but now the government is significantly larger than it was. And
yes.
That's not even counting the money spent on the military and that kind of thing.
Right.
If you don't count the military spending, the government's still like 20% larger than it was under Clinton.
He's grown government. At Clinton, at a rate that only Clinton could have dreamed.
Yeah,
of government.
The reason is because people were watching Clinton because they thought that he was a big government Democrat.
Right.
They're not watching Bush in the same way.
But plus when Clinton was in office, then the Republicans had more of a position to come from on their
right.
their so called pro freedom positions. Well, we're having trouble passing legislation because Bill Clinton is there. I mean, if it weren't for Bill Clinton, then we could easily downsize the government. I mean, that's what the problem is.
Right.
We need a Republican president. So you get your Republican president, and what do you get? More big government than you ever could imagine.
And, you know, the thing
is vetoed a bill.
The quote-unquote mandate out there that that America sent Washington, D.C. by having, you know, a Republican House, Republican Senate, and a Republican in the White House has only grown the government. It's kind of like my grandmother told me when I was little.
And now it's the Democrats that are yelling and screaming for a little bit less government.
They're not screaming for less government. They're screaming about how much money the Republicans are spending.
Yeah, that's true.
And they're pointing, look, they're big
right.
government Republicans. But nobody believes them because, you know, Republicans believe the Democrats lie.
Right.
Well, here's an ex-Republican,
don't
now libertarian, telling you Republicans, the Republicans are lying to you. And you're stupid for believing them. You've had enough time.
We've all been stupid.
No, they've had enough time to figure it out, Ian. He's been in
office now
6 years.
Right. Why do you keep believing them? Is there anybody out there do we have any Republicans who really, you know, still believe that the Republicans are for small government? That want to call in?
The ones that listen to the Republican radio out there, because
yeah.
I listen to them every day, and those...
That's
jerks
why we need to get on.
Keep on playing the same stuff over and over again.
That's why. Can you
brainwashing?
Can you imagine? We were talking. Somebody mentioned on the bulletin board system recently that he appreciates what we do on Free Talk Live and blah blah blah, kind of pumping us up, blowing a little bit of smoke. And I came back and said, well, there's nobody else doing what we do. I mean, that's why we're the best. That's why we're the best at doing pro freedom talk, because who else is doing it?
Yeah.
I mean, Harry Brown's doing it on Saturday nights, but he's certainly, you know, he's in his 70s. It's not the same kind of a pace of a show. It's not the same show at all.
And it's a Saturday night show as opposed to...
Right. Who else is doing a full-time pro-liberty, pro-freedom talk show?
There's other libertarians out there, but
so-called.
I don't think... Yeah, so-called libertarians. I don't think that they're...
Who's consistent? Who's principled? Only Free Talk Live. Can you imagine
the day... Neil Boyce loves the war.
Yeah. I got nothing to say about that. I mean, he's just as you put it, a shill. for the Republican Party.
He really seems to be a show for the Republican Party.
I mean, I like it when he talks about his drug war thing, but whatever.
He's great on the drug war,
right.
But he's essentially a Republican that doesn't believe that believes in smaller government, but supports the Republican Party.
Doesn't make sense.
He keeps on putting his money on the black chips. He says the Republicans are finally going to do it this time.
Somebody's
I'm going to put my money here on the black chips
paying
again.
Paying him off. I mean, wouldn't you think somebody would have to be paying you off for you to abandon principles like that?
I don't think so.
Well, anyway.
He used to work for the Republican Party.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he's a Republican turned libertarian, but he doesn't
understand principles.
He doesn't talk to enough libertarians.
Yeah. So nobody else.
But
is
he's doing a great service for libertarians in the areas that he's at. He's well listened to,
right.
And those then people are hearing the libertarian message, and the little ball's beginning to roll.
Right. Hopefully, they look into the Libertarian Party and then find out. Hey, wait, the libertarians are actually against preemptive so-called preemptive wars, and maybe they'll do their own research and not take Bortz's word for it. So nobody, one of my point is, nobody else is doing this kind of talk. Can you imagine, man, what's a future in America where 10 years down the line everybody wants to be like Free Talk Live?
No, it's crazy.
Couldn't it happen?
Trying so hard.
Everybody wants to be like Rush today, right? I mean, if you're not on one of the hot talkers, if you're not one of those kinds of talkers,
right.
If you're a conservative,
they either
want to
be like Rush or they want to be like Stern.
Correct. Or Air America, and not many people want to be like Air America.
No, Air America's probably not going to make it for another 2 years.
Probably not. So you've got your traditional talk and you've got your hot talk in the radio business today. And in traditional talk, you are like Rush Limbaugh in this way and this way, and then you might deviate somewhat and play a few different bits.
Sure, you need to have your own little tune. That
right. I mean, basically, Laura Ingraham's the female Rush Limbaugh. Michael Savage is the more extreme Rush Limbaugh. I mean, really, it's everybody wants to be Rush. And who can blame him? I mean, he's number one. He's the top
15 million.
But what happens when Free Talk Live starts rising in the ranks? What happens when we go up to, 200, 300, 400 affiliates? We're currently at 7, but there's no reason why we shouldn't have that.
I'm going to get a raise. That's what's going to happen.
We'll probably start getting paid, at some point. But then somebody else is going to look
wife
over here.
My might think this all makes sense then.
At some point, we're advertising in Talkers Magazine. We've got a half, and obviously we're talking industry stuff here, and feel free to stop us anytime, 800-259-9231. But we're doing a half-page ad in Talkers Magazine. A little show like ours, doing a half-page ad in Talkers, and it's because of our listeners, by the way, at amp.freetalklive.com, the amplifiers. We're doing a half-page ad. That means all those people in the talk industry, all those show hosts, they're seeing those advertisements.
Oh, sure.
Even if they're not listening to the show, they are seeing Free Talk Live's ads, and they're saying, who's that? What? Who are these guys? And they might even check out the show, and they might even decide, what are they doing? They're getting more affiliates, and they're doing this kind of talk? They're talking about actually less government? They're getting listeners? At some point, somebody's going to say, maybe I should change my tune a little bit. Some little guy out there in the world of talk radio, maybe I should try being more like them. And then we'll have this army of people that are kind of trying to do what we're doing.
Well, we were kind of thinking about...
It would be the ultimate compliment. I invite the competition for anyone out there that's in the business considering acquiring some principles.
We never really came up with a decision, but we were kind of talking about going in our Talkers Magazine and, poking the lions in the cage a little bit and saying some things about us, some other talk show hosts that we, it would be fun.
It would be fun. We're still thinking about it.
Mm. Things about, we really want small government, unlike Rush Limbaugh.
So 800-259-9231.
We care about America's future, unlike Michael Savage.
Indeed. We're done with the industry talk. Now let's talk about meth.
Crystal meth?
Methamphetamine.
Okay.
Because last night we had a former Republican on the show who has become a liberty-minded person, a libertarian-ish person, and what pushed him over the edge was the stupid regulations that his state has put on cough medicine or cold medicine. They've locked them in the pharmacy, basically, and you have to ask permission to get them. You have to fill out a form, present your driver's license. They've added 15 minutes of bureaucracy in order to pick up what used to be on the shelf. And so what has happened as a result of these laws? Well, in Oklahoma, we come to find out, now it's just coming in through Mexico. More coming back. It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the show. 800-259-9231. We'll give you the details. This is your show. Take control.
Janet from JLS Research has been preparing a revolutionary new product listeners have been having tremendous success with no BO. Now Janet would like to introduce to you her new products, like the Sweet Smell of Success Lotion Bar. Lotion bars are simply a lotion made into a solid bar rather than a liquid. You guys that are opposed to lotion bottles, this handmade bar is just for you. The ladies will also enjoy these lotion bars because of the four oils found in them are considered excellent for all skin types. Best of all, the lotion bars come in fragrances designed both for the ladies and the guys. Also new is the Sweet Smell of Success Handmade Body Soap. This body soap contains no preservatives, detergents, fillers, or chemicals, nor is made with any animal fat. And the skin feels absolutely wonderful. Try the No BO Deodorant Lotion Bar and the Handmade All-Natural Soap and enjoy the Sweet Smell of Success today by calling toll-free 1-888-881-NO-BO. That's 1-888-881-6626. Or visit no-bo.com today.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show and bring up anything you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens of ladies that have taken the time to actually take a photo of themselves, holding up some sort of signage that proves they listen to the show, and then we put them up on our website because we're really proud of our female listeners here on Free Talk Live. They are dedicated. And so we want to show them off. And it's not a beauty contest, ladies. Ladies of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors are on the shrine at freetalklive.com. So check it out. All right, so Mexican meth. in Oklahoma. We were talking last night. We had an email from a guy who was a former Republican who's now leaning heavily libertarian. And what pushed him over the edge on the issue of the war on drugs was that he went to the department store in order to visit the pharmacy to get some cold medicine, I believe it was, for his daughter at the time. Instead of taking 5 minutes, the entire trip took him about 30 minutes.
Sure.
Because first he went to the pharmacy, then they sent him to the customer service desk, then they sent him back to the pharmacy, and he had to fill out the paperwork and give out his driver's license information, and then finally check out, and then finally get out of the store. And then
the Sudafed or whatever,
right.
Now, because it can be used to make meth, is now hidden behind the counter. It's not a prescription drug, but it is controlled somehow by the law.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's dangerous. People can make meth with this stuff. God knows we wouldn't want police work getting done.
Right, and we'll take their driver's license, and that'll put a stop to people making meth. Wait, no. No, it won't. You can't stop it. You can never stop people from manufacturing things that people want. People want to take drugs.
Yes.
And that's just something that either the politicians don't understand, or they do understand it completely, and they understand they can gain power as a result of it. So
they've been very effective in that.
Yeah, here's what happens in...
War is almost single-handedly responsible for the deterioration of our civil rights in this country.
You are correct. Oklahoma, which has touted the success, this is from Join Together, some sort of... to advance effective alcohol and drug policy prevention and treatment. So it's a drug policy organization.
Mm.
Oklahoma, which has touted the success of a state law to cut the supply of chemicals used to make home-brewed meth, methamphetamine, has been hit by a wave of cheap Mexican meth, the Oregonian reported on September 25th. Congress is considering a national version of the Oklahoma law, which restricts access to cold medicines containing pseudoephedrine, which can be used to make meth. The law was credited with a decline in clandestine meth labs in Oklahoma, but experts say that the law passed last year has done little to cut meth use or related crime in the state.
Duh, why do you think that is?
Why would crime not be cut as a result of these new laws?
Well, because it's not the people producing meth that are committing the crimes. It's the people that are doing the meth that need to get the because it costs so much money, they need to commit crime because you can't, a regular job wouldn't pay for all the meth that they need to get because they've developed this habit. Those are the people that are committing the crimes.
And why does it cost so much money?
Because of their silly little drug war.
That's right. That's the only reason why. Otherwise, it'd be dirt cheap, and nobody'd have to knock over any convenience stores to be able to afford it. Nobody would have to beat anybody up in the streets to take their money.
You know, and one can say that there'd be meth users overdosing in the streets and
or going
dying,
crazy,
dying stiff there in the streets.
Uh-huh.
But it's better than good law-abiding citizens dying in their homes because some meth user needs to get their hands on $100. Quick,
yeah.
And they slit the throat of everybody in the house.
How do you explain to Johnny that mommy got killed today because a meth addict came into the house to rob her?
Now, I would also venture to say that if the drug war were done away with, then companies would come up with dosages,
yes.
And you wouldn't. I would think that you would have fewer people die as a result of overdoses rather than more.
First off, overdoses are overreported in today's society anyway. They really don't happen that often. But you're right, man. Which one of the reasons why it happens is because the meth is being made in the back shed. It's somebody's back shed somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
There's no quality control there. The guy's probably high as a kite while he's doing it, too.
You know, one meth guy cuts his with, a 50-50 ratio, and another meth guy, for whatever reason, has to get stuff out quickly, or he gets robbed, and then they don't know that it hasn't been cut yet, so they put a 100% ratio out there,
right.
A 0% mix out on,
so
out on the market.
So if you're used to taking a
50-50...
Yeah, if you're used to taking the highly cut mix, and then all of a sudden you come across the more potent stuff and you don't know it.
You don't know it. It looks the same. It looks the same as it always looks. Not that I know how it looks.
Or worse yet.
It's purple with pink polka dots in it, just like all of it's purple with pink polka dots. Then you
snort it,
smoke it,
or whatever it is.
I think they shoot it.
I don't know. There's probably three different ways.
Okay.
And then you discover after it's too late that you've overdosed.
Yep. You wake up in heaven, and that's it.
And how about this one? How about not just the fact that you could overdose accidentally, but what about impurities? What about different things that might get mixed into the batch?
Sure.
whether through just total accident or just, you know, negligence, somebody mixes in some arsenic or something like that into their batch, and then you die instantly as a result.
Because you don't know where these manufacturers come from. Nobody's putting their name on these labels.
Right, and you sure as hell can't sue as a result. I want to take my drug dealer to court.
Yeah.
Not
going to
happen. All right, so with that, experts, so-called, say that the law passed last year has done little to cut meth use or related crime in the state. The reason? Meth produced at super labs in Mexico has flooded in to resupply the Oklahoma market.
You know, I mean, obviously the Oklahoma ones had a superior chance because they were closer. They didn't have to pay the transportation costs. But now, with the Oklahoma labs being slowed down because they can't get supplies, the Mexican ones are picking right up.
Right. Opportunity.
Yeah.
Oklahoma's County Commissioner bureaucrat Jim Roth says, quote, "We have seen a lot of publicity associated with people's access to the ingredients, but from our local government experience, we've not seen a corresponding decline in either the jail population or the social effects that seem to have still lingered from high meth use. According to a task force coordinator, we took away their production, but that didn't do anything for their addiction." Well, no duh. What did you think would happen? Do these people think this through in advance?
No, they did not. Well, you know, they did. They just... It doesn't benefit them otherwise. And they're stuck in the drug war thing just like the rest of us. I mean, there's no way that Oklahoma could say, well, I'm going to stop with the drug war. It almost has to be federal. You see what happens with California saying, oh, well, we want people to be able to get medical marijuana. There's 11 states that have voted in medical marijuana. The federal government doesn't like that crap at all.
Oop. Average,
so much for states' rights.
Here's some interesting estimates. Average meth purity or claims has hit an all-time high. 75% pure today compared to 37% just 2 years ago, according to an analysis by the Oregonian. Federal drug officials estimate that small-time meth labs produce 35% of the drug consumed in the U.S., while Mexican cartels produce the other 65%. The Mexican meth started coming into Oklahoma soon after the law passed last year. The market adjusts just like that.
Just see how the politicians cut out good American drug labs.
They're sending drug labs overseas.
That's what they're doing. They're
outsourcing the meth. Yeah, we laugh, but really,
that's exactly what happened.
It's a perfect example of how the government loses manufacturing jobs in this country. Even though we're focusing on meth, the same principle applies to canned food and fireworks and everything
automobiles,
else.
Automobiles.
Yeah.
Steel production.
Everything else that's manufactured in China has been sent there because of these stupid regulations that are here to protect us.
Right.
Which actually brings me to the other bit of prep I had tonight from actually the Libertarian Party. They actually have, somebody's done a study actually with George Mason University. They found out how much all these regulations are costing us. Somebody has crunched the numbers and come up with an estimate, and of course you won't believe it.
I've been waiting years to hear these numbers.
Yeah, we're going to come back with it. How much did all those government regulations cost us consumers? We'll find out in moments. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
Folks, a massive fraud has been deceiving many millions of good people for decades. The lie we have been sold by the so-called health food industry is that taking vitamins will make us healthy. They tell us our dietary habits are so poor, we can't possibly get adequate nutrition from mere food. And though it's true we may not always eat right, God did not create a vitamin tree. Consuming isolated or synthetic nutrients will never give you total health, and in some cases, can actually do your body harm. The natural state of your body is total health. It's your birthright. Don't waste your money on vitamins. Claim your health the natural way God intended. To learn more, click the bright orange and white banner at GCNLive.com or call 435-586-8125. That's 435-586-8125. And use promotional code 18222.
Back in the 1950s, gasoline was only 25 cents a gallon, a hot dog was a nickel, and a luxury car was only $3,000. What happened to those prices? Well, the dollar was changed. In the 1960s, the government removed silver from the dollar and just started printing money out of thin air. The result? Inflation was born. Your dollar has lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do about it? Start using the Silver Liberty Dollar. This silver Liberty Dollar is a private legal currency backed by 100% pure silver. It's 100% inflation-proof and is being used by over 100,000 people. Beat inflation with the silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR now.
Nothing like the power and exhilaration of a two-cycle dirt bike. But repairs can be costly and time-consuming. Introducing Protecta synthetic two-cycle oil for top performance and ultimate protection. Protecta reduces piston failure, less plug fouling, outstanding heat control, and low smoke. So when it comes to real performance, get more when you treat it right. With Protecta from SFR, available today. Did you know that many of the major oil companies have reduced detergents and gasoline as much as 50% since 1996? Car manufacturers are calling for better quality fuel as performance is being robbed in as little as 5,000 miles. There is an immediate solution. Try Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. That restores new car performance and improves mileage in one tank full. Start putting some of the money back into your pocket. Get more when you treat it right with Protecta from SFR. Available today.
For a store near you, go to sfrcorp.com. Or call 888-USE-SFR1.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with
Ann Manwich.
Of course, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Archives are there. Last 6 days of the show, as a matter of fact, right there on the front page of the website. You can download them at your leisure. You can sign up for the podcast, and then we'll send them to you automatically. Sweet deal. And, of course, it's free at freetalklive.com. So we were talking about the drug war. We were talking about in Oklahoma, they passed laws to make it more restrictive. It's more difficult now for you to go and buy products with pseudoephedrine in it.
That'll fix everything.
So they
That'll stop the war. That'll stop those druggies.
Why didn't we think of this before?
Well, actually, all it did was it simply discouraged a few of the manufacturers. I'm sure there's plenty of them in the state that figured out ways around the law. But it discouraged enough of the manufacturers to where the Mexican manufacturers of meth have kicked in the difference. That's all it did. It just shifted the market. The market moved right around it. The black market instantaneously adjusted itself.
Yep.
The demand was still there, and when there is demand,
somebody
is going to supply it. It's going to be at an inflated price because it's the black market, but by gosh, I mean, that gives more people an incentive to do it. Sure, the risk is up there, but man, if you're willing to take that risk, profits galore.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you can save your money, you don't snort it all or whatever.
There's a lot of money to be made in it, and if you want to keep your habit up, that's a good way to do it. Or if you want to make a bunch of money and get out, people imagine doing that, just like the this elusive stripper urban legend of the one gal who's working her way through college stripping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like that one guy who says, I'm going to get
there
in.
There are girls that do that, for real.
Yes, and they're
met them.
Probably 1% of the population. The other
stripper probably
are lying to you.
Okay. Hey, let's go to the phones, to the phone. I promised the total on the regulations, and mm-hmm. that is coming up. But we've got Mike in Nolens. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with the Ian and Manwich. Hello. Mike is no longer around. Well, Mike, we'll hopefully hear from you again. 800-259-9231.
Good luck down there, buddy.
9231. I'm sure the phone service ain't that hot there. All right, so here you go. From the Libertarian Party, actually, a study conducted by W. Mark Crane, a George Mason University economist, has determined that federal regulations,
That's not state. That's not local.
Right. And there's plenty of state and plenty of local regulations.
Sure.
But we're only talking federal. Cost consumers and businesses $1.1 trillion.
Wow.
Per year.
Oh, geez.
$1.1 trillion per year. Now, our government's about a $2 trillion government. That's how much taxpayer dollars they've got coming in now.
Jeez.
So add to that the $1.1 trillion regulation requirements. That means that businesses and individuals are spending that much money in time and effort and
basically
paperwork.
Half the money they spent on taxes
right.
is what's getting spent on regulations.
According to the study, with a disproportionate burden of that $1.1 trillion falling on small businesses.
And the thing is that most taxes are paid by individuals, not small businesses.
That's true.
So, in fact, the small businesses are paying probably close to what they pay in taxes just to just to comply with federal regulations.
If each American household paid an equal share, we'd each owe $10,172 per year.
Boy.
According to the study, these regulations cost $2,400 on a per-employee basis, creating a financial burden that's 45% greater for small businesses.
Jeez.
$2,400 on a per-employee basis. Now, as a business owner, man, you've owned a few businesses in the past.
Yeah, not very, you know, particularly profitable ones.
It's hard to make profits when there's a bunch of regulations around to control you. If you had an employee, let's say you were hiring me on, and you just were making enough money on your own to hire me in at, you know, $5 an hour or $6 an hour, just above minimum wage. Call it, actually here in Florida at $6.15 now. So let's just say you have enough to hire me at $7 an hour.
I'd be willing to work at a deficit just to have you come in every day and be able to cuss at you.
All right, so at that rate, you're going to be paying me $13,000 a year, something like that, $14,000
maybe. Oh, my God, that's awful. Yes.
Well, you could pay me an extra $2,400 a year if we could just get rid of all these federal regulations.
Or I could fire you and hire somebody who'd actually be able to do the job.
That's an option.
That kind of money.
But the point here is, if we would just get rid of all these stupid regulations, we can actually give the business owners more control over their business, give them the ability to pay people more money,
yeah.
And of course we create a whole industry in third party approvals, basically, like the Underwriters Laboratories we were talking about earlier in the show. If the government's not around to regulate health, you know, the health of food services, for instance, restaurants. I don't know if the feds are involved in that, but that's just one example of business regulations that pops into my head. If OSHA's not around costing businesses a boatload of money in order to even start their business, then they can pass those savings on to the consumers. They can pass those savings on to their employees. 800-259-9231.
The first thing people are going to say is, what about, you know, the way things were at the turn of the century? You know, children working in factories and fingers getting cut off and rat hair and cans.
Scare tactics. Yeah. All scare tactics. Because in a free market, employers will compete for employees. So if you've got a factory, Manwich, with dangerous gears and things like that, and people are falling into the gear shafts and getting crushed, do you think it's going to be easy to hire people? Is it going to be easy to find people that want to work for you?
Darn difficult.
No, especially when I'm across town manufacturing the same exact thing, and I'm saying, hey, come work for me. Look, we've got lights.
we have a gearless manufacturing system.
Right. There are safety bars and rails and, you know, things to protect you with. So I, as a competitor, would be trying to take your employees away from you. Mm. And so that process, that competition process, would make workplaces as safe as they could be.
I don't like the sound of you taking away employees from me.
Here's the remainder of the article here, by the way. Environmental and tax compliance regulations are the driving force in what causes the most severe burden on small businesses. For example, the cost of tax compliance is 67% higher in small firms than the cost in large firms.
Wow. Why is that? Because they have to hire out.
It's just more burdensome. I mean, if it's your business and you've got two employees and you have to comply with all these stupid tax rules, it's more of a pain for you. You don't want to hire an extra person to come in and deal with all the tax stuff, so you have to take on the burden yourself.
Mm.
So it takes up more of your day, more of your time, versus Walmart, who all they have to do is just hire another lawyer on board to, you know, take care of all the compliance issues. There, it's a drop in the bucket. For a small business, it's a big burden. Finally, federal regulations, even though regulations burden businesses, it doesn't mean consumers are not affected. Oftentimes, businesses will look to pass on the regulatory cost to consumers. Of course they will.
Oftentimes, they have to. Otherwise, the business is going to stay in business.
Exactly. So,
if they don't pass on the costs, how would they?
So, federal regulations are frequently overlooked by the general public and are less visible than taxes and spending. Through regulation, Congress can implement new programs without having to spend tax dollars to fund them. According to the Cato Institute, the passing of new regulations allows Congress to avoid accountability and blame agencies for the costs. In the absence of a third-party evaluation, it's unclear whether the benefits truly outweigh the so-called costs of a federal regulation, since many agencies perform self-audits that almost never declare a particular regulation unnecessary. So,
why would they?
Well, right. Like any government program, once the program's on the books, it's on for good.
Can you imagine the head of OSHA coming out with a study that says, well, it looks like OSHA's completely useless. It's pointless for taxpaying dollars.
Or we're 50% useless. We're going to cut ourselves down and cut the regulations. OSHA slashing regulations to help your business.
And
not going to ever happen.
I'm going to have fewer people underneath me. I'm going to seem less important. No.
Nope.
This just doesn't make any sense at all.
They're always going to be calling for more regulation.
You know
what?
If they did say that they were 50% useless, they would demand that their budget be doubled so that they could hire twice as many people.
800-259-9231. You could take control of the show. We got all kinds of good stuff here to fit in, but we can still fit in your calls. 1-800-259-9231.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Toll-free, you can call about anything. Political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, we will update you. And something that we updated you on this week was our auction. In fact, we are auctioning off the top banner on our website. It's currently up to $40 or $41. And the competition's already kind of hot. There's already been like 18 bids placed, although there's only really like two or three bidders going back and forth. But, of course, the action doesn't really pick up until the final day, which is going to be Friday. So we're actually going to be on the air when the auction ends. So that should be kind of interesting.
What do you suppose the philosophy behind that is? So, you know, waiting until the final day to...
I don't know. It's just the way it works, man.
Yeah, I guess I want to do that, too.
Before you place a bid, you mean?
Yeah, I want to wait.
Yeah, you want to hold back. You don't want to reveal your cards. So you can go to the auction at auction.freetalklive.com. And if you want to be alerted to what's going on with the show, go to updates.freetalklive.com. So here's some interesting news that one of our listeners, Todd, sent to us.
And as you put it before, man, which we don't guarantee to read your stories, but this one's great. From New York City. It's an only in New York story from Channel 7 Eyewitness News. A woman was given a ticket for sitting on a park bench.
Sitting on a park bench. Isn't that what parks are for?
Well, you think, but in this case, the woman actually didn't have any children, which is why she got the ticket.
Wait, is the park only for children?
Well, the Rivington Playground on Manhattan's east side has a small sign at the entrance that says, "Adults are prohibited, unless they're accompanied by a child." Isn't that a little funny? I mean, there's a lot of things in life where you can't
go. Kind of a joke, you know.
Right, where you can't go in if you're a kid without an adult. Like, you can't go into this bar or this, you know, club or this restaurant unless you have an adult accompanying you. In this case, if you're an adult, you can't go into the park unless you have a child. So, 47-year-old Sandra Catena says she didn't see the sign when she sat down to wait for an arts festival to start. Well, two of New York City's finest asked her if she was with a child, when she honestly gave them the answer, no.
No.
They gave her a ticket that could bring a $1,000 fine and 90 days in jail.
That's a heck of a ticket.
Well, we're going to teach everybody a lesson. We're going to show you that you can't get away with sitting in parks without children in New York City.
That's crazy.
This kind of stuff happens in New York City all the time. There was a dude who was ticketed for sitting on a milk crate out on a stoop somewhere in New York City. And there's all kinds of stupid laws over there. The City Parks Department says the rule's designed to keep pedophiles out of city parks. But a park spokesman told the Daily News that the department hopes...
Do pedophiles pay their big $1,000 tickets? I just wonder.
I don't know. The department hoped that the police would use some common sense when enforcing the rule. Why should the police bother using any sense? All they do is they... We've spotted someone violating a law. Let's ticket her. There's income for us. Because that's what it means, really. It just means more money for the cops.
Keeping the whole thing going.
The spokesperson bureaucrat told the paper that ticketing a woman in the park in the middle of the day is apparently not the way they would like the rule to be enforced. However, they're not deciding how the rule's enforced.
No, they just voted on the law.
They wrote the stupid law that bans people from parks.
It's not legislators' jobs. That's not even the legislators' jobs. It's the executive branch that enforces laws.
You know, if you were in a park...
You've got to write good ones if you want people to enforce properly.
First of all, we've talked about this plenty of times. Parks need to be privatized. Parks need to be owned by private individuals, neighborhood associations, private charity groups, businesses, that sort of thing. Okay, because then you can set any old rules you want to. Then you can require whatever you want to require for somebody to come into your park. And you can kick them out just because you want to. It's your park.
Just because I feel like it.
Now, in the world of government parks that we currently live in, if you were at this park with your child, Manwich, and imagine two instances. One instance, you see this nice lady sitting over on the bench. She's just sitting there. Second instance, you see a guy leering at your child and seems to have his hand down his pants. Now, do you think that you might be able to call the cops in that instance and actually maybe report that there's a leering pervert in the park with his hand down his pants?
One would think.
Right. It would seem to me that passing a law against adults just being in the park without children is kind of a stupid way to address the pedophile problem. And, again, there may be a problem. There might be roving pedophiles in downtown New York, you know, in New York City, Manhattan.
God, I don't know.
I don't know either. But all I know is if I'm at a park, I'm going to be there with my kid. And regardless of whether or not the cops are there to protect me, it's only going to be me that's going to be responsible for protecting my kid. I need to keep an eye on my kid. I need to make sure that there's still a chance, even though there's a guy in the park and he might have a kid with him, he could still be a pedophile.
Absolutely.
So it would seem to me to make sense that just judge each person individually and make your decisions as a parent as to what's the right thing to do and not the right thing to do. And if you rely on the cops to keep your kids safe, boy, are you going to be disappointed.
It's going to be a big problem there.
Let's go to the phones to the fun to Larry in New York. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Are you in New York City, New York?
No, I told the fellow at Avril Park, New York. That's upstate.
Oh, okay. So what's up?
Well, I was listening to your comments about getting rid of OSHA regulations and all that. And I'm all for small government and decentralization and all that.
But, except?
When I listen to people like you talk, I wonder if all this market influence works so perfectly, why was there child exploitation where children worked 6 days a week and went on to Sunday school on Sunday to learn the virtues of being good workers?
It's a great question. We will come back and answer it for you, Larry. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Why didn't the market take care of it back then? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. There must be an answer. Take control.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforest of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruits, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Might be able to slip you in here. It's Ian here with you.
Manwich.
Odds are against it, though.
Yeah.
Because we got Larry on the line. He's got a good question. And don't forget to amp the show, amp.freetalklive.com. For $3 a month, it's totally voluntary. We'll take your $3 and we turn it right back around into advertising for the show. We advertise in radio industry publications. We advertise around the internet for more listeners. And if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, if you want to spread the message of freedom and liberty and free markets as far and as wide as possible, $3 a month is all it takes. Now, if you can't afford it, don't worry about it. We still give you everything for free.
We're not twisting your arm.
Exactly, at freetalklive.com. So get the details, amp.freetalklive.com, and when we reach our goal, we will cut back on the commercial time on the show by at least 25%. So there you go, amp.freetalklive.com. With that, we go back to Larry in New York. Larry, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Now, let me make sure I understood your question, Larry. You're concerned because we're talking about freedom, liberty, and free markets, and you're concerned that, well, gosh.
You're talking about free markets, and that's not liberty. Liberty and free markets are two different animals. And that's
really?
Kind of a, the boogeyman of the neocons saying that free markets have to do with liberty, and that's bullshit.
Okay, well, first of all, you're on live radio, so you need to be real careful there, Larry. We'll let you get by with one, but can you explain the difference between a free market and liberty?
Yeah, a free market is a matter of economic forces. Liberty is a matter of personal rights of individuals.
Okay, so shouldn't I have the right to run a business under liberty?
You have a right to run a business under liberty.
Okay, so shouldn't I be free to run whatever sort of business I want to without having to bow down to Larry's rules to run my business?
It
seems to me that the only way to have a free market is to have liberty. But to be fair, we want to answer your question.
Well, wait a minute. No, you're kind of trying to spin this. I'll give you an example of free market. A free market is where you pass NAFTA. And a corporation.
You don't have to write 7,000-8,000 pages of material to make a free market.
That's government regulation.
Free market's free.
Yeah, free market is absent of all regulation, Larry. That's what a free market is. So it's clear you're not really even sure what a free market is. But let's go back to your question before. You asked about
you're kind of throwing your words down my throat.
You don't understand.
You're saying more words than me, and I'm the caller. And you
okay, Larry, go right ahead. I just wanted to answer your question that you asked before. But if you don't want me to answer, that's fine. Go ahead.
Well, you took it off in another direction.
Go ahead, Larry.
Something like NAFTA. You have a corporation that's going down there using their free market.
Okay, but we're not talking about NAFTA. No, that's not a free market.
Well, no, we're talking about free market. Okay, they have a corporate farm down there. They're finding cheap wages. They're bringing goods into the U.S.
What is your point? Are you trying to say this is a free market?
If you give me just 10 seconds.
Go right ahead.
A couple of sentences in a certain sequence. Those farms down there are watered by the sewage lagoons in Mexico. They're sprayed by DDT. They're put in the boxes instead that they're products of American markets, and they're shipped up here, and you're buying that broccoli in the U.S. While American farmers who aren't spraying their crops with DDT, that aren't paying people a dollar a day, are going out of business.
I find it reprehensible. What do you want to say? What should we do about that?
Well, you people that keep talking about
has nothing to do with me.
I'm talking about
free markets. I am not talking about these government treaties that benefit the rich and,
NAFTA has nothing to do with freedom. NAFTA is control, regulations, rules written by governments.
You believe in their hype, man.
Free markets exist in the absence of government regulation. Learn a thing or two about free markets and then call us back sometime, Larry, and we'll answer your other question for you, which, by the way, we can answer quickly now. Check out Mary Ruart's Healing Our World for the details. But basically, businesses compete for employees. If we'd given them enough time on their own, they would have competed those employees to better conditions. We'll come back tomorrow night. See you then.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.